Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you today from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking the majestic Buckhead skyline where the clouds are few and the sun is bright and the days are warm and humid. Summer is upon us, which, as you'll remember, not too long ago, we were certain would never even be there. All right. We've got a lot to talk about today, so I want to get right to it. To begin with, since this bird doll for the Taliban 5 swap just had three polls come out talking about the president's approval rating. Reuters has his approval at 38, disapproval 55. That's a spread of negative 17 points. That's a big deal. That's a very big deal. Fox News has his approval at 40 and disapproval at 54. That's a 14% gap. CNN has his approval at 43, disapproval at 55. That's a 12% gap. ABC has his approval at 45, disapproval 53. That's negative 8. All of those polls, which are weekly or biweekly polls, have the gap between the two of them extremely high. And that's because Americans, it doesn't sit well with them. And yet at the same time, this is a situation that President Obama brought upon himself and nobody else. By the way, if you want to call in today, I'm going to take a few calls if people want to call. The number is 347-326-9949. Again, that's 347-326-9949. Okay, we have this gap in the approval rating that's so big, and yet this is a situation and a scandal that has come upon the White House all of their own making. They didn't need to have this one. This one didn't have to occur. You can't blame this on George Bush, Barack Obama's. And here's the thing. As early as December, they knew they could make this swap. But what did President Obama do? He waited on it until he could use it for political capital, which is unconscionable, if you ask me. And there are some other things about this that other people aren't talking about that we're going to discuss today. Richard, I see that you're on the phone. How are you today?
I'm fine, Jack. How are you?
Good.
You're enjoying your last evening before your birthday? Tell everybody how old you're going to be, because that's a secret only you want to have.
Yes, the nice thing about birthdays is that I still have them. The alternative isn't one that I want. But other than that, we'll leave the rest of it alone. It's just another day. But we're talking about the bird doll deal with President Obama. And here's the thing, and this is something I don't think many people know. He knew that this deal could be made in December. And instead of making it in December, because he thought that this would be a political coup in the same way that the killing of Osama bin Laden was, he thought he would wait until the time was just right so that he could pull it out of his hat and be heroic. Now, with all that was happening with the VA scandal and there was quite a bit of it. He thought, all right, this is the time to do this. And he did. Now, there are obviously some questions. And there's some things that I want to ask about it that I don't have answers to. But I do have some questions. And here's the main one. In April, it was disclosed that there was $6 billion unaccounted for from the State Department over the last 6 years. So that's all of Hillary Clinton's watch and John Kerry's.
What's
in other words, the
whole,
in other words, the $6 billion, $6 billion missing since in Obama's presidency. All right, and they're saying that it's because of bad accounting practices. But $6 billion, a lot of money. And it's
bad accounting,
easily,
not,
I mean,
can run.
Yeah. Billion, not million, billion, $6 billion. Now, here's what I want to know. I mean, when all else fails with a scandal and everything else, follow the money. What I want to know is this. Why has nobody asked Jay Carney, President Obama, or John Kerry, did any money change hands between the United States and the Taliban to get our deserter back, Bird Dahl? Have you heard anybody ask that question?
Well, I can't imagine that. Well, you know, I continue to be dumbfounded by the Obama administration. So what you're saying is that they gave up five top Taliban leaders and money to get this deserter back, / traitor.
I think it's not entirely possible.
Well,
I think it's there's missing money.
I had a strange thought today. You and I have been doing this program for a while. And you realize maybe over the last 5 or 6 weeks, we haven't had to repeat the same scandal because every week they grace us with a new one.
You know, President Obama may not be good for much. If anybody were to say, can you tell me one good thing about President Obama, I would have to say, he makes it very easy for me to have a talk radio show. Because there
truth.
Is so much. There
my
so
God.
Much.
Yeah. Some of them, thankfully,
what I want to know is this.
And the VP is just going to continue to come back for us, too. So there's always something on the table.
Yeah. Well, people have been focusing on the Islamic prayer that Bob Bird Dahl gave in the Rose Garden, how chummy Obama was with Bird Dahl's mother, Bird Dahl's health as a, you know, calling him a POW, which he wasn't. The Army never called him a POW because he was a deserter. The White House narrative changing constantly, starting with Susan Rice saying that Bird Dahl served with honor and distinction. As soon as she said that, you know, God love her. She just can't seem to do the right thing. And, you know, it's really an unfortunate thing because the National Security Advisor is a key position. And we need somebody with their wits about them, not this little, Obama groupie who can't tell the truth that they throw out there to say whatever they want, and she will do it like a lackey.
I hear she wants to sleep in on Sundays now.
you know, they love her on the Sunday talk shows because, you know, it gives them a whole lot of publicity. But he
sounds like.
Yeah, but he didn't serve with honor and distinction, as all of those who served with him have come forth. You know, the White House, you know, said that Birdall was being swift voted in reference to John Kerry. And you know what? That's not really true, but these guys just stood up there. They don't have a political agenda. They just were doing what was right because it was right. And to a man, they said he deserted. To a man, they said they had no doubt that he deserted. And now all of these moms and dads of people who died looking for him want some answers. Birdall got two promotions while he was AWOL, and now is due a couple of $100,000 in back pay. And all of this has blown
out. Don't forget that the State Department came out and said that all of these people that were in the same unit as Birdall, that none of them really knew what was going on. And for the most part, there was such a disarray in that place that there's a good chance that they're all lying.
That's a hard one to even – it's so disrespectful. And it's not true.
Of course not.
You know, when the old saying is if you're in a hole, stop digging. But if you're a narcissist, you can't. Because you can't admit the truth, and you can't admit you're wrong. Not really. So you have to find another, something different to validate your point or to change the conversation. Now, Birdall was used to change the conversation, to take it off of the VA scandal. And it worked. This just happens to be worse than the VA scandal.
Yeah, it worked. Right. For us.
Which any fool should have known, but Obama didn't, and his people didn't. Now, there were some that said that it was a bad idea. And some people from his first administration that weren't for it, you know, like Leon Panetta. This is the first time an American president has ever been willing to negotiate with terrorists. And he made this deal for no better reason than to hide what was going on with the VA scandal and make him look like a hero, just like the whole deal with the, you know, with the assassination of Osama bin Laden. That giving these five Taliban leaders back will cost lives down the road is irrelevant to our commander-in-chief.
Well, John Kerry said that's baloney, because they can't do anything because we'll be out of there before their year is up, so they couldn't hurt any of us. Unbelievable. I just can't believe every time one of these people open their mouths, if there's something that comes out that you just smack yourself in the forehead and say, oh my God, where did that come from?
Well, even if we are gone, which we won't be, and these five are on the kind of like on their honor to stay in Qatar, free to roam around, do whatever they want, there are very loose tabs being placed on them. They'll leave just as soon as they get the chance. And here's what's worse. Obama wants to empty Gitmo. And there's still another 140 bad guys there. And these are very, 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 very bad guys. He wants Gitmo empty by the time he's out of office for his legacy with the left. If he does it, he's going to have to do it illegally because the Congress, including Democrats like Dianne Feinstein, who has been a real stand-up person on this, I want to say just a quick shout-out for Dianne Feinstein for standing up for what's right, despite the fact that it's her administration that's in power. Whenever someone will stand up and do the right thing when it isn't in their best interest, it should be applauded. And I'm going to just go ahead and just right now also say about Chris Matthews, who just drives me nuts most of the time. Good for you, sir. You have done the same thing. You have been a stand-up man about this, and I applaud you for it, because that's exactly what we need in this country, is people who will put principle before politics. Now, the people that haven't, that slug, Harry Reid, and Pelosi, and people like that, they're just not doing it. They won't do it. The only person from Congress who knew before was Harry Reid. Now, honestly, as the head of the Senate, he has a responsibility to have told the rest of the Senate about it, and that he didn't, I think, should frankly be brought up as something to disqualify him from leadership. Will it happen? I doubt it, but it should. And that, you know, and there's more, and it just keeps getting more and more and more and more. And you know, Dick, the list of scandals is just huge. I mean, if in just a regular administration with none of these scandals, if $6 billion was missing, that alone should be headline news. Billion. We don't know what happened to $6 billion. That's 6,000 million. 6,000 million. If you were a millionaire and you had 6,000 of them, that would be quite a large assemblage. That's just how much money is missing from State Department during the Obama administration that was led by Hillary Clinton most of the time. I'm appalled. Not just that the money's missing, but I'm also suspicious. If you can jimmy the books and use money for different purposes, was any of that money used to go to the Taliban? Simple question. Deserves an answer. Somebody needs to ask President Obama, Jay Carney, John Kerry, did any money pass hands? You know what they'll say? No, of course not. We never did that. And yet, we're going to have an investigation about this Bergdahl thing. If Obama says no money passed hands, and it did, he's done. Here's the thing. With all of these scandals, it's hard for people to understand most of them because it gets into pretty deep things, and they don't think deeply. But Americans know desertion. There are millions and millions and millions of men and women who have signed an oath that they would, you know, pledge to defend. To walk away from that, putting your squad and platoon in harm's way, is something very,
very few men are willing to do.
People died
that
Bergdahl looking.
Was willing to do it, and he's being championed. He followed his conscience. Nonsense.
Did you hear today, too, though, they asked him if he wanted to talk to his parents, and he said no, he does not want to talk to his parents. Something very strange going on.
I think so, too.
They're probably having a tough time teaching him what to say to try and get them out of this whole thing. But he may not be willing to follow their rules since he's not too pro-government. At least that's what I've heard.
Well, he doesn't want to talk to his parents. So all of that great celebration.
You know, the one that I found very odd is when they finally got him on the helicopter, that he claims that he couldn't speak English anymore. He'd forgot how to speak English. Now, I'd say he's somewhere around 28 years old. Mm-hmm. So that means
yes.
For 20 plus years.
27.
He's 27. So for 22 years, and let's give him a year off. Let's say for 21 years, he spoke English. And for 5, he spoke Ganache or whatever the hell it's called. And he forgot how to speak English. That doesn't say an awful lot for this guy.
It's not credible, really, is it? I suppose, you know, I don't really know a whole lot about that. Let's just give him that one and say, okay, you know, that seems a little unusual, but we don't know. But there are things that we do know, and there are things that we know about other things. It has just come out that I think something like 77,000 vets were unable to get appointments in the first 90 days after they asked for one. 77,000. What if the VA is a one system provider? There are no competitive things. So it's essentially kind of like Obamacare working. It's funding tripled.
Find another word besides working, because let's face it, it's not working.
They've tripled the budget, and yet at the same time, they can't see the patients. It's because of the layer and layers and layers of bureaucracy, of paying fat cats to do nothing, and the care of the people is gone by the wayside.
Did you hear, or which state, but one of these hospitals had to shut down the rehab pool for lack of funds, but the administration got $1 million in bonuses?
Well, that's like the IRS. They've gotten bonuses. And yet, you know, they have been, you know, they continue to target conservatives. Plus, by the way, as a result of the IRS thing, it's either 6 or 9 Democrats in the Senate are being targeted for ethics violations, including Schumer, the Dick Durbin. Those are the only two I can remember. Oh, Al Franken.
Al Franken?
Yeah, I think so.
And what are the violations for what?
They sent letters and phone calls and did everything they could to try and get the IRS to target Tea Party and conservative people to keep them quiet so that they wouldn't be a political factor in the last election. So this is using your political influence for political reasons with the machinery of the federal government to adversely impact the rights of Americans to free speech.
And is this in their own areas? I mean, they were targeting Tea Party people and where the first one, surely, isn't he in New York? So they were actually going
to
people that are in their districts.
That I don't know. That I don't know, but just kind of in general, I believe. At any rate, that's another thing that's coming. I mean, you know, if we just list it, you know, the Fast and Furious was the first one, and it was shut down because of presidential privilege. So the whole investigation just went. Now there is a lawsuit that's been brought by Judicial Watch in federal court saying that you cannot do that because presidential privilege does not extend to cabinet members. And the cabinet member in question is our good friend at the Attorney General's office, Eric Holder. He does not qualify for executive privilege just because he's part of the executive branch. Only the chief executive, and the whole spirit of it is to keep, you know, confidential things that would be sensitive, not to hide criminal or unethical behavior. And that's what that is. And the case has been heard and the judge is deciding it, and it's about to be done. Then, you know, the whole thing with Benghazi, once they get that going, and, you know, here again, that $6 billion, was some of that money used for arms? We don't know, but they're going to get to the bottom of that. Here's what I just want to say and let everybody know. This administration, its ability to do things for the next 2.5 years is over. All it is going to be is in defensive mode, trying to cover its copious derriere. Think of the First Lady. That ought to tell you, give you a good image of that. And they are not going to be able to do any positive legislation. They're in as defensive a mode as they can possibly be. Now, the Republicans ought to really, you know, ethically go for the jugular, but they aren't because they don't want to do anything to jeopardize taking over the Senate. So, you know, we're going to just, you know what it means? It means that there's going to be plenty for you and I to do on the radio in the next year and a half or two. That is for absolute sure. So anyway, let me just say thanks, Dick, and God bless you.
Happy
and
birthday.
God bless you. Thanks, Dickie. I appreciate it. And God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Good night, everybody.